Welcome to the Meet the People podcast, a podcast which takes you inside Atlas Copco and interviews some of our great people who make it happen.
Welcome to another edition of Meet the People, a podcast designed to do exactly what it says, meet the great people within Atlas Copco that make it happen. I really enjoy when we get time to speak with our service personnel, and today I'm speaking to one of our service coordinators. He's located in our Houston office, and for the first time I say good afternoon to William. William Baines, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for joining us today. And as always, just to give us a context, just tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey to now working with Atlas Copco.
A military veteran, and I basically started off with just the tools that were given in the military. And I've been with fleet management, customer service oriented for about 20 plus years. Basically, I love the industry and I love dealing with customers and having a pretty good attitude and providing some great customer service to them.
So firstly, William, you know, thanks so much for your service. Just tell us again, you mentioned as part of this, you know, if we can just explore it a little bit with your permission, you were positioned in quite a few places. Just tell us kind of where you were in the world and what exactly you did within the military.
Yeah, I started off going to boot camp out there in California. I did my boot camp in California. I was transferred to North Carolina, so I got a little bit of North Carolina in me, as well as a little bit of Georgia. I've been to a couple of places in and around California, as well as North Carolina. But my last tour, I was a 3521 motor T mechanic with the Marine Corps, and I loved it. I'm very well, you know, blessed with my hands, and I'm able to work on anything. So I went from that aspect to actually serving the customers on the fleet side.
You said you've been with Atlas Copco just about 2 months now. Just tell us how that came about, how you come to be in Atlas Copco.
It's kind of funny. With my previous employer, we ordered some parts. They were drop shipped from North Carolina. But we couldn't, it seemed like our firewall was not allowing the invoices to come through, or we wasn't receiving emails, invoices in. So I opted to actually come to this location and actually pick up an invoice from a, you know, parts manager. Came here, looked at the facilities, and I was like, I think, you know, this, it's a, could be something I can look forward to actually, leaving my previous employment to actually work here. When I arrived in the office, they greeted me at the door. It was a very, very nice greeting. They showed very good customer service. So I was actually, once I actually received the invoice, I went online and looked to see what does Atlas Copco really do, and what do they serve? And I kind of realized that Atlas Copco was a pretty much a worldwide company. I looked at some of the job offers they had, and I was like, I could kind of see myself doing the same thing here at Atlas Copco, and that's how it all started.
Amazing! You know, what a great recruitment technique. When it comes to service coordination, I mean, it's a job and a function I'm completely in awe of. I mean, I think it takes a special type of person, someone that can really multitask, someone that's customer service orientated, someone that understands the customer needs. I mean, just explain that job for us, if you wouldn't mind, in your own words. I mean, every day is just full on, and I think every day is different.
Yes, I believe every day is a organized chaos, if you don't mind me saying. Basically, we go from opening, you know, getting those customers that are very upset that their compressor is either offline, it's broken, it's not working, to actually creating the work order. Once we create the work order, we're able to dispatch a technician if there's one available. One of my main things is, and I was also trained to also, you know, to just always communicate with the customer and let the customer know that, hey, you know, I may not be able to make any promises, but I will try and get someone out there as soon as possible. And just affirm yourself to the customer that you understand that their needs and that their production is down. So we're trying to accommodate them as quickly as we can. And your tone and you're coming across to people, then they would understand fully that you're trying to work with them and get the issue resolved quickly as possible.
Yeah, because there's two kind of realities, isn't there, a little bit in the job? You know, when you say organized and chaos, you know, you could say that the organized side is our customers that are on service plan, where, of course, it's predictive maintenance, parts ordering. But the compressor is so important that the chaos perhaps in customers that either don't have plan or you know, the compressor goes down during the day. I mean, it's production stopping. So, I mean, there must be some very tough conversations there.
There are some very tough conversations. I mean, it's just, you know, reiterate yourself, stick to the subtle tone and make sure that you are concerned about getting them back online as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned some of the things that first attracted you to Atlas Copco when we spoke a little bit earlier, but explore the culture a little bit. I mean, how would you describe, now that you've been, with us sort of 60 days, how would you describe the culture within Atlas Copco?
The culture is very family oriented. It's very helpful. The Atlas Copco is very flexible. It brings the fact that the company actually cares about you, and they actually care about you excelling within Atlas Copco.
With that in mind, and of course, I guess, again, being in any job, the first sort of 60 days, a lot to learn. So if you could go back in time, or someone that was joining the company now knew, what would your best advice be to them?
My best advice for them would be to be flexible. And, just take everything in. It is, a lot of learning in the beginning, but I guarantee you will see a great improvement once you get to where you need to be.
When it comes to other veterans and Atlas Copco as an employer, I mean, what would you say to them? Of course, it's a key group for us, with their skills, with their discipline, with the hard work, with all the things that they've done. You know, we're actively looking for more veterans. What would your advice be to a veteran looking for a career within Atlas Copco?
I would say jump on the occasion. With our knowledge, skills, and abilities, we are very welcomed here. We are appreciated, and trust and believe Atlas Copco will appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks. Really, really nice message. Thank you for that. Just as we close out, always the same. So we look back a little bit, then we look forward. So, always one of the toughest questions, because, depending on the time that you've been with us, people are very humble here, something I've always noted. But to date, what would you say you're most proud of?
I am most proud of able to retain all the information that was given to me and thrown at me, and able to still provide excellent customer service to all my customers that actually call in to me. Even though it may be an organized, stressful situation, I'm able to accommodate them very relaxing.
That's a really nice one, and it's so much harder than what it sounds, especially when, as we say, the pressure is on and customers are down. And then let's look forward a little bit. So, if we look ahead to 2022 and beyond, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm actually looking into covering my territory and excelling in my performance measures, and actually being a great employee.
Yeah, really nice way to close there, William. So as we do close, I think, again, thank you for your service, both in the military and to Atlas Copco. You're already doing great things for us. I'm sure that's only going to continue. Appreciate you taking time out of today just to give us this podcast, because, again, I know how full on it is within the service department. So, William, again, thank you so much for being with us, and all the success for the future.
Yes, sir. Thank you.